member representing the 18th Assembly District, Oakland and Alameda and San Leandro. I just want to thank you all for coming and everyone here for coming. We have an amazing coalition of folks who've come together. California has long been known as a world leader in the fight against climate change. And I just want to thank our courageous governor and members of the legislature, past and present, and all other allies and advocates who've helped get us to this prominent position where we stand in the world today, leading on climate change and saving our planet. And today we have assembled a remarkable coalition here to introduce Buy Clean California. We have manufacturers here with us this morning. We have labor here with us this morning. We have clean air and environmental groups standing here with us this morning, all aligned on the same team, pointed in the same direction in support of the Buy Clean California Act. And this legislation will harness the incredible buying power of the state of California to promote clean manufacturing. California spends about $10 billion every year on infrastructure. Our bill will require our state agencies and universities to take a stand for the environment when they award contracts on public infrastructure projects. Manufacturing building materials uses a lot of energy. In the process, greenhouse gases are released into the atmosphere. But not all manufacturing is the same. In fact, research shows that the same material, steel, for example, that's made in a modern clean plant can produce up to 50% less greenhouse gas emissions than a dirty plant that does not use modern clean technology. Our bill will require state agencies and universities to take this into account when they award contracts. Buying clean is not a new concept by any stretch. Companies like Google and Apple and other organizations like the U.S. Navy are already adopting this approach, and rightfully so. This legislation will level the playing field for those companies that have invested in clean technology. This legislation will also encourage more manufacturers to reduce their emissions in order to be competitive for California state contracts. AB 262 will put California's money where its values are. And we will all win with cleaner air and a healthier planet. So, you know, this is something that many of you may have thought, why haven't we done this before? And it's a good question. As one of the global leaders, the global leader in protecting our environment and combating climate change, we should be investing our multi-billions of dollars of public infrastructure projects in a way that is consistent with our environmental values. We haven't done that up to now, but with this bill, we will. So I'm excited to be here with you. I want to introduce some of our partners in this effort, and I want to start with Mark Olson of Gerdau Steel Company. Thank you.
Thank you, Assembly Member. Good morning. My name is Mark Olson. I was told to spell that for everybody. It's Mark with a K, O-L-S-O-N. And I'm the Vice President and General Manager of Gerdau Steel. I manage the operation of Gerdau Steel Mill located in Rancho Cucamonga. Gerdau's Rancho Cucamonga facility is the last melting steel mill left in California. We recycle scrap steel sourced from the Los Angeles area, melt it, and make high-quality seismic rebar that is used in large infrastructure and commercial projects throughout the state. Gerdau employs 1,100 people in California with an annual payroll over $78 million. These are good middle-class jobs that can support families. Our use of recycled steel and California's advanced energy and emissions reduction requirements have made Gerdau's rebar one of the greenest and cleanest steel products available. This year, we're investing an additional $23 million in our Rancho Cucamonga mill to install a state-of-the-art emissions control system. This investment will make this mill in California the cleanest in the nation. If companies like Gerdau are going to invest significant amounts of money to improve the emissions profile of their production facilities, we would like to see California place a value on producing a greener, cleaner product. Gerdau supports the Buy Clean legislation because it levels the playing field for companies that produce clean, high-quality products. The bill will create a market for low-carbon products used in large infrastructure projects and reward companies that are complying with California's climate and energy policies. Thank you. And now, JB.
My name is JB Tanko, and I'm the West Coast Director of the Blue-Green Alliance. The Blue-Green Alliance unites labor unions and environmental organizations to protect the environment while creating and maintaining quality, family-sustaining jobs. And Buy Clean California aligns perfectly with our goals. California is leading the nation in tackling climate change while creating good middle-class jobs from energy efficiency retrofits to public transit. And our state is proving that family-sustaining career-track jobs are an integral part of building a clean economy. Buy Clean is a groundbreaking policy that continues that leadership and makes sure that California taxpayer dollars go to businesses that reduce emissions and comply with state climate laws. Today, companies and their workers across the country, California, and around the world are reducing emissions and producing cleaner products. Buy Clean recognizes that effort and their workers who manufacture products with those fewer emissions. And it encourages other factories to also reduce their emissions, promotes investment in cleaner technologies and processes. The Blue-Green Alliance is proud to be here today to support Buy Clean California. It's a forward-thinking policy that will protect and create family jobs, avoid pollution that drives climate change, and help California with our climate goals. We thank the authors for their leadership. I'd like to introduce Catherine Phillips from the Sierra Club, California.
Thank you. I'm Catherine Phillips. I'm director of Sierra Club, California. I've also heard that I need to spell my name, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. I just want to underscore that this is a piece of legislation that will help the state, it will help the economy, and it will help the environment. It will ultimately reduce greenhouse gas emissions here and abroad, and it will make sure that Californians' taxpayer money is being put in a place in a way and being spent in a way that's consistent with our values. And I'm introducing Bonnie Holmes-Jen.
Good morning. I'm Bonnie Holmes-Jen, Senior Director for Air Quality and Climate Change with the American Lung Association in California. And climate change is the biggest environmental health threat that we are facing, and we are experiencing the health effects even now in our communities. And that's why the American Lung Association in California is supporting this Buy Clean legislation to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, to reduce environmental health threats in our communities, and increase clean air for us all to breathe. We thank Assembly Members Bonta and Eggman for introducing this important measure.
Thank you. And finally, I'd like to introduce my colleague and fellow joint author, Assemblymember Susan Talamantes-Eggman.
Thank you, Mr. Bonta, and thank you for your leadership on this important issue. California has some of the strongest environmental protections in the world, and because of that, we enjoy relatively clean water and air in our environment. But there's still a lot of work to do. And what we're trying to do is to make this more equitable. I represent Central California, where our main industry is agriculture and those industries that are associated with that. So it's not enough that we just continue to offset our emissions by having our local industries abide by the rules. We need to make the marketplace fair for everybody. We're all willing to do our part, but we also want to make sure that it doesn't put our California businesses who are doing their part to put them at a disadvantage with the rest of the nation and the world. So I think that's what we're taking this step here today to say, with a big coalition of saying we want to make our water and our air clean, but we also want our business to thrive, and we don't want to offset our pollution to other people so that we can be clean and disadvantage our own business. We want to make this so that everybody wins. Thank you.
So obviously we have an amazing coalition. A lot of folks are energized and enthusiastic about this bill, and this is a common sense step that will help us put our billions of dollars of purchasing power in the state of California right where our environmental values are. And we're hopeful for for a positive conclusion at the end of this year, but we're at the beginning of the process, but we got a mean team here ready to work hard and get this across the finish line. So with that, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank all of my our partners and this team, and if anyone has any questions, we can take a couple. Okay, folks will be available afterwards. Thank you all for being here.